Blog Talk Radio.
My God will see you through. He knows just what to do. He'll open up doors for you. Pick you up, turn you around, place your feet on solid ground. He'll open up doors for you. Don't you worry, don't you doubt. Turn it over to Jesus, he'll work it out. For all of your problems, God understands. If Jesus can't fix it, nobody can. My God will see you through. He knows just what to do. He'll open up doors for you. Pick you up, turn you around, place your feet on higher ground. He'll open up doors for you. Don't you worry, don't you doubt. Turn it over to Jesus, he'll work it out. For all of your problems, God understands. If Jesus can't fix it, nobody can. My God will see you through. He knows just what to do. He'll open up doors for you. Pick you up, turn you around, place your feet on solid ground. He'll open up doors for you. Amen. God will open up doors for you. I feel like there's somebody need a door open. Amen. I don't know whether you're looking for a job. I don't know if you're looking, amen, for a church home. I don't know if you're looking, amen, for you to be saved or be delivered. But whatever you're looking for, amen, God can do it. And as the song said, if God can't do it, nobody can. Amen. He's the one that will take your feet out of the miry clay and set upon the rock. He's the rock of your salvation. He's the stone which the builders rejected. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. He's that mountain, amen, of milk and honey. Amen. Glory be to God. Oh, let me tell you something. God said even when your mother and your father forsake you, he said he'll take you up. Amen. Glory be to God. He's one that won't never leave you. He will never forsake you. He said, and lo, I'll be with you even to the end of the world. We got a God, amen, that won't turn his back on you. Amen. We turn our back on God, but God don't never turn his back on us. Amen. God was with you the whole time, no matter what you're going through. Sometimes we don't see it because we be in a storm. Amen. We can't see the sunshine for the rain. Amen. But after, amen, we come out of the storm, we look back and we begin to see how we got over. Amen. And that song says, my soul looks back and wonder how I got over. You made it through the storms. You made it through the rains. Amen. Glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. It was God, amen. He was there all the time, amen. Glory be to God. We just didn't look to see, amen, because we don't look at God at that time we're going through the storm. We look at the storm when we should be looking at God. David said, I look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Let me tell you something, promotion don't come from the east and it don't come from the west, but it does come from God. Amen. He is the one, amen, the author and the finisher of your faith. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He's a wonderful counselor. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Rose of Sharon. Amen. Like Moses said, tell him that I am, sent you. See, God can be whatever you want him to be, wherever you want him to be, because God is sovereign. Amen. The Bible says our God is in the heaven. Amen. He do whatsoever he please. That's what the heathen be raging. Where's your God at? We go through the storm. And we go through our temptations and our trials. The first thing the devil said, where your God at now? But like the word of God said, he's in the heavens. He do whatsoever he please. Amen. The Bible said he looked down on the children of men to see if there was any that do good. No, not one. Amen. Now, God is an awesome God. Amen. Those just tuned in, we welcome you to listen to World of Faith Blog Radio, amen, located at 5370 Stokes Ferry Road, Salisbury, North Carolina. Our, amen, our worship, amen, is at 10 a.m., our Sunday school, and our worship is at 11 a.m., and the Bible study is 7:15 on Tuesdays, amen. And we want you to come on out, amen, and share with us, amen, the word of God. Amen. God said, I give you pastors after my own heart that will feed you with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You have to have the heart of a pastor to feed the sheep. You don't have to get paid, amen, for feeding the sheep, because God is your reward, amen. Glory be to God. So I thank God, amen, that he is my rewarder, because the Bible said he's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Amen. Glory be to God. Those just tuned in, we're going to be coming from 2 Peter. Amen. We're going to be coming from 2 Peter. Glory be to God. 2 Peter. And we're going to be coming from the second chapter. 2 Peter, the second chapter. And you can send all inquiries to P.O. Box 844 East EAST, Spencer, SPENCER, North Carolina. Again, see all inquiries, send all inquiries to P.O. Box 844 East EAST, Spencer, SPENCER, North Carolina 28039. Send all inquiries to P.O. Box 844 East Spencer, North Carolina 28039. Those were coming from the word of God. Just tune in. We've been coming from 2 Peter, the second chapter. It says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. See, God letting us know that there's false prophets and teachers among us. It's people that's going to be teaching you falsely. It's people that's going to be prophesying to you falsely. They're not going to be real. He said that, you know what, some of them ran, he didn't tell them to run. Some of them said things he didn't tell them to say. Amen. See, some people going out on their own, amen. And, you know, people always say that we take the G word and cuss God. We also taking God's name in vain. We say God said something, he didn't say it. That's taking his name in vain, too. Okay. Still at second chapter of 2 Peter, at the first chapter, we're still on the first verse. It says, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who shall proudly bring in damnable hearsays, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. You got people, amen, that's even going to be bringing destruction upon them own selves, because they're going to bring in damnable hearsays. They're going to be bringing in curses, amen. That's what damnable means, curses, things from hell, amen, and bring it among people, and they're going to be denying the Lord who even brought them some things that they had in their life, and that's going to bring swift destruction upon them. See, that's how false prophets gain people. They tell you what you want to hear. They don't tell you, amen, what you need to hear. They tell you what you want to hear, amen. We don't like to be told when we're doing something wrong. We don't like to be told when something ain't right, amen. But the Bible told us that we live in the last days where, you know, people, you know, they'll believe a lie before they believe the truth. That's in the fourth chapter of Timothy. That's what he said. He said that he put teachers with itching ears. They go to people, tell them what they want to hear. They don't go to the church that God tell them to go to, but they go to the church where they want to go, go where they can go and say what they can say and do what they want to do, where the pastor don't care. Where the pastor's mainly a hireling, and the hireling don't care for the sheep. He care about getting paid. So he'll tell you what you want to hear because he want to keep that money in his pocket. He want to keep on paying him. He don't want you to fire him. But the ones that God has called, that they're going for the sheep. Because the Bible said that what pastor wouldn't leave that 99 and go for that one? What wouldn't leave and go get that one? Let me tell you something. The good shepherd laid down his life for his sheep. Amen. And that's what the good shepherd does. Even David said, even if it's to my own hurt, he said, I change not.
15th book of Psalms. He let them know, even though it might hurt me when I tell you something, you might not like me when I tell you something. It might come and it might come back on me, but at least I told you the truth. I'm still not going to change. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done to me, no matter what you said about me, I'm still going to be God's anointed. And that's what David was. And that's what God wants us to be. He still wants to be his anointed. He still wants to be our prophets, his prophets, no matter what we have to prophesy to the people. You know, Jeremiah, they didn't like Jeremiah because he was called a weeping prophet. And the weeping prophet, they said he always told them about doom and gloom. Because the people, amen, the Bible told us what kind of people he had. He had those people, amen, that didn't want to hear nothing. They wanted to hear good stuff all the time. Amen. He said there was a rebellious house. And see, that's what he was preaching, prophesying to. Jeremiah's prophesying to a rebellious house. And when you prophesy to a rebellious house, you can't prophesy something on them what God ain't told you to say. Amen. That's false prophecy. Amen. So they didn't like Jeremiah. They tried to kill Jeremiah. They throwed him into prison. Amen. Because he was prophesying what God put in his heart. Amen. That's what a true prophet going to do. It doesn't matter whether it's good or whether it's bad, whether you like it or you don't like it. The true prophet going to tell you the truth. Amen. The Bible said, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may know by hearing and know the truth, amen, and you can grow. People ain't growing because they don't want the truth, amen. That's why God people are scattered. He said, if you ain't with me, you against me. They scattered here and they scattered over there. He said, if they say go down over there, he said, don't go. If they say Christ over here, don't go, amen. See, that's where people going, where people, they saying that Christ is really is, but then they tell them what they want to hear, amen. See, they'll talk about the people that's doing what's right. They calling evil good and good evil. That's what God said. They calling God's real people false. They talk about the real men and women of God. They put them down because they told them something they didn't like or something they didn't want to hear. Amen. Glory be to God. How you going to prophesy something that is corrupt on something good to it? First of all, amen, even the Bible said, amen, that tree, amen, if it don't bring forth fruit, it's going to be cut down and hewn into the fire. What good would you want something if it ain't doing you no good? Why would you want a tree in your yard if it ain't bringing no shade? Why would you want a tree in your yard if it ain't bringing forth no fruits? It's no good to you. You're supposed to what? Cut it down. That means it's rotten. It's dead. And that's the way God is looking at some of us. We are dead. We're rotten, amen. Because we're not bringing forth no fruits, amen. That's why some of us are not growing, amen. Because we don't want the truth, amen. The Bible says speak the truth to love to one another, amen. Glory be to God. But yet we'll say one thing with our lips, but our hearts, you know, saying something different. God said, render your hearts and not your garments. He don't want the outer you. He wants the inner man of you, amen. God wants to do an inside job on you, amen. You know, the outside job, it'll come, but God needs to do an inside job. We're too busy beautifying the outside, making it look good. As the Bible says, we're a form of godliness, but we denying the power. That means we can look good, we act the part, or we can, well, you know, people say, well, you know their Bible from the front and the back, but if you can't live it, and it don't make no difference if you know it in Japanese, Korean, if you know it in Muslim, if you know it in Spanish, whatever you know it in, but you got to live it. That's what counts. You got to walk the walk. It don't matter about the talk. You got to walk that walk, amen. The Bible says straight is the gate and narrow is the way, and there be very few that go therein. Ain't but a few people, amen, that will walk that straight and narrow way. Amen. But God said he got some people that ain't even bowed down to Balaam. Amen. Glory be to God. He got a people, amen, when they hear his voice, a stranger they will not follow. Sheep don't follow strange voices. You can't tell a sheep anything. Amen. But them old goats, they'll eat anything. They eat paper, they rebellious. Amen. But God said he's going to separate the sheep and the goats. Amen. He said the wheat and tares grow up together. He said, I'll do the separating when I come. God's going to do it. Those just tuned in with 2 Peter. We're talking about false prophets. And talking about how they're going to bring swift destruction on themselves because they're going to start denying the Lord who brought them out. Amen. They're going to present themselves in front of God like they all listen in. They want to gain you by hearsays. They want to gain you by damning stuff, saying different types of stuff that's not of God. And God didn't say it. They tell you what you want to hear, not what you need to hear. We're now at the second verse of 2 Peter. It says that many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of the truth be evil spoken. People is, you know what? They listen to the truth and they evil speaking. Pernicious means harmful. People got some ways that's going to harm. Amen. Glory be to God. Going to be harmed. Many shall follow their pernicious ways, meaning harmful ways. They got ways that's going to end up harming you. It's going to end up hurting you in the end. And it says, by reason of whom the way of the truth shall be evil spoken. They're going to speak evil of the truth. That's what people are doing now. They try to pervert the word of God. Like I said, they call it evil good and good evil. People just taking the truth and just perverting it, just changing it the way they think it ought to be. And the Bible said, can't no man teach it. He ain't talking about just man. He talking about the flesh man. It's the spiritual man. You got to have a spiritual man, which is the Holy Spirit inside of you, which is God's spirit, amen, to teach people to know that word, to break it down, to tell them what that word means. There's too many people teaching in their flesh. See, people will take that scripture right there. They don't know no better say what God said, can't no man teach you. He talking about the flesh man. Your flesh man can't teach nobody nothing. It's the spirit man. Amen. That's why God said, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You got to have God's armor on. You got to have his cloak on. Amen. You got to have his spirit, his DNA. He said, because you don't have his spirit, you ain't none of his. That's just like when you go and somebody be wanting to have a blood test on that to see if the child is theirs. First thing they do, they take that DNA. Well, see, that's what God is doing. He's taking his DNA. He's trying to see if we got his spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, that's why he said, if any man come after me, he got to deny himself first. Then pick up his cross and follow him. So you got to move me, myself, and I out of the way. Amen. Because it's no longer I that lives, said Paul, but Christ that lives in me. It's God that lives in you now. You're no longer your own. You was bought with a price. You was blood bought. Amen. And too many people don't want to move themselves out of the way. That's our number one enemy, us. Amen. We need to move us, me, myself, and I out of the way. We need to decrease and let God increase. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Let God arise and our enemies be scattered. Those who just tuned in with 2 Peter, we're now at the third verse. 2 Peter, second chapter, third verse. It says, and though and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. Oh my God. He said, through feigned words. That means they pretend. Feigned means pretend. They false. They making merchandise of you. They selling you out to the devil. You thinking that this is the word of the Lord. You think, oh yeah, I got it going on. Let me tell you what the prophet told me, what he said to me. But God said, they giving you feigned words. That mean they pretending. They giving you false words, saying God said something, God didn't say it. He said they making merchandise of you. They selling you. That's what they doing. They getting things out of you. They you doing things that you don't normally do. Amen. Glory be to God. Oh yeah, they got your attention. Amen. Because why? You they merchandise. They know how to use you. They know how to tell you what you want to hear. So you'll do what they want to do, and you'll get them what they want. Amen. So we got to know of God's word. Amen. It shouldn't have to be that nobody got to entice you. Amen. Or pretend to you or tell you a lie for you to do something for God. Because what you do for God, he said he love a cheerful giver. And when you do it, he said, do it with all your whole heart. David said, I will love the Lord with my whole heart. That means do it with all your might, with all your strength. Everything that lies within you, you do it to the glory of God. You're not doing to get a pat on the back. You're not doing to be seen. You're not parading yourself, amen. You're not getting up there wanting somebody to pat you on the back, amen. You don't want recognition, but you're doing it because you love God, amen. He said, delight yourself in him, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. He said, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright. God's not going to hold nothing back from you if you're walking upright before him. And he said, we were more than conquerors through Jesus Christ that love us. Amen. That means Satan is a defeated foe. He's a defeated enemy already. All we got to do is give God the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to hold up the bloodstained banner. Amen. We got to be like marching Christian soldiers onto war with the cross of Jesus like it's going on before. You know, we ain't going to stop. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that song say there ain't no stopping now, amen. We on the move, amen. God is raising up an army that shall obey him. He's raising up a nation, amen. Oh, yes, Lord. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. You got to stop listening to strange voices. Stop listening to everything somebody tell you. Stop listening to everybody because they got a title on their name. They got apostle this. They got prophet this. They got bishop this. They got pastor that. But you better know them by the fruit they bear. The Bible said, know them that labor among you. You're supposed to know their labor. You don't go by no hearsay because people talk about somebody in a minute. Oh, they lie on God's people. Amen. You better get to know them for yourself. Amen. The Bible said, beware how you entertain strangers, for you may be entertaining an angel. You don't know if that's God's angel. Amen. Glory be to God. And you sitting up there listening to mess on them. You sitting up there talking about them. You sitting up there putting your letting your ears be a trash and a garbage can on them. And you ain't even been around to know. That person might have got mad because they got disciplined. That person might have got mad because they was told something they didn't want to hear. That person might got mad just because they don't like somebody. You know, you got people that don't like nobody just because other people don't like them. The Bible said don't be a partaker of another man's sin. You ain't got nothing to do with you wasn't there. You ain't supposed to be bearing no false witness. If you didn't see that person pick up no woman, if you didn't see that person taking no money, stop saying, well, they taking money. You wasn't there. You're partaking of a sin that you don't know nothing about. Glory be to God. We both just tuned in. We're at 2 Peter, 2nd chapter. Now we're still at the 3rd verse. It says, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. God ain't closing his eyes to you no more, false prophet. Let me tell you something. God said, if those prophets had stood in my counsel, I'm talking about the ones that's leading God's people wrong, ain't telling them what they need to hear or what God told them to say, because they want to make merchandise of you. Oh, yes. They want you, they gainsayers. They want to gain you by saying what you want to hear. And God said, no, okay, it's been a long time coming. He said, I'm not closing my eyes to it no more. I'm not back on sleep to it no more. He said, it's not going to linger no more. He's getting ready to come and do something about these false prophets. Look at the 4th verse, 2 Peter, 2nd chapter, 4th verse. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spare not the old world, but save Noah, the 8th person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of ungodliness, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelt among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from the day today with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to preserve the unjust in the day of judgment to be punished. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something what God did. God let us know, amen, that didn't even save Sodom and Gomorrah, how he destroyed it for being wicked. He tried to find 50 righteous, went all the way to one and couldn't find none. Then you got to look at also how he saved Noah and his family, amen, just because of his righteousness, amen. He had a mere wickedness all the time, and God delivered him, amen, from the unjust. He said he didn't even spare his own angels, but he cast them to hell to be reserved and delivered into chains of darkness to preserve the day of judgment. If God didn't spare the angels, what makes you think that he's right there with God, he going to spare us? He letting us know, amen. Your false preaching, your false teaching and prophesying, let me tell you something. We causing God's people to err. Like God said in the word, he said, if those prophets would have stood in my judgment, in my counsel, then my people wouldn't have erred. That means God's people wouldn't have strayed Some of us prophets that made God people stray away from him because we're not telling them what thus saith the Lord. He said, you ain't stood his counsel. You ain't got no word from him. You're saying it on your own. You're saying it out of your own heart. You're making your own vision and your own dreams of saying what God said. You saying you dreamed a dream. He said, you ain't dreamed a dream. You say you had a vision. You ain't had a vision. But God letting us know, amen, you have not stood before him. You have not gotten the word of God from him, amen. But you're getting it from yourself, from your own fleshly lust. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, you done caused my people to stray from me. Amen. And that's why God's people, amen, he said they scattered. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, you know what? He said, you know, they are scattered abroad. He said, you ain't with me, you're against me, and you're scattered abroad. That's why God's people are everywhere. But God said he's going to bring them back into one place. Oh, he's getting ready to bring his real people together. All those that's real, that's been standing, amen, up for the bloodstained battle. God is getting ready to bring you. He said that Judah, amen, his house of praise is getting ready to come. It's getting ready to be as one, amen. God getting ready to bring his people back together. He getting ready to bring them back to their first love, amen. You know, some of us, we need to do our first love over, amen. We need to go back and get things right. We didn't say stuff about people because we got, how would you say, chastised. So we done went and talked about leaders and stuff because we ain't got chastised. We done put them down because they said something that we thought, you know, we didn't want to hear, something that we thought we didn't like. Amen. And we done gone and sit in the sinner man's way. We done sit in the seat of the scornful. You done knocked somebody out of the way that was a sinner. Amen. They don't want God now because you done went and you done ran your mouth. You done talked about God's people. The Bible says you eat my people like you eating bread. That means you always got God's people in your mouth. You always tearing them up and chewing them up in your mouth like they some kind of food, something that you could eat and swallow and then just digest it out. But God said he's looking, amen. He's a God that sits high and looks low. He neither slumber nor sleep. He beholds the good and the evil. Amen. He said, you can't make one hair white and one hair black. He said, every hair on your head, every hair on your head is numbered. He got your number. Amen. Even the hairs on your head. He letting us know, amen, that God is not, he's even spared those angels. And if you look on down, and he looked at, let's look at the 7th verse, 2nd chapter, 2nd Peter, 7th verse. It says, and delivered just Lot and vexed with the fifth conversation of the wicked. See, his wife looked back. Right when she was going, he said, don't look back. She turned into a pillar of salt. Look at the 8th verse. For that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they. He said, you got some presumptuous, mean bold. You got some people that's bold, amen. They despise government. That means they don't want no law, amen. They don't want, they don't want to be delivered out of what God can deliver them, amen. He said, and the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. God know how to reserve his people. Amen. And he said, you got some people, they presumptuous. And that's the 10th verse. He said, man, they are self-willed. They are afraid to speak of evil dignities. Yeah, they don't want to say stuff that's what's right. You know, you got people that got them dignitaries, you know, they say certain stuff. Oh, yeah, and they don't want to speak about that. They don't want to tell that dignitary they wrong. They be saying stuff they ain't got no business saying. But they self-will. He said, but they got some bold sins. He said, you know, they do what they want to. They still in their own will, and they got lust of uncleanness in them. And they walk after the flesh. Amen, not after the spirit. You got so many people, they go by sight and not by faith. But the Bible said, the just shall live by faith. Look at the 11th verse, 2nd chapter, 2nd Peter 11th verse. It says, whereas angels which are greater in power and might bring not railing accusations against them before the Lord. Did you hear that? Even angels can't make an accusation against God's people. And you know you can't, the angel can't do it. Even the Bible said when they were disputing over Moses' body, they couldn't even make an accusation against Moses. So we have to be careful what we say out of our mouth and stop proper lying to people and prophesy the God's will, prophesy God's glory, prophesy what God speaks. He said, that what I speak to you and God speak it in the light. Amen. That's what God wants us to do. And we're sorry, but we do. Amen. We're going to go into prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for the word of God is sharper and quicker than any two-edged sword. It cuts to the marrow of the bone, Father. And Father, we thank you that this word, amen, that's going to help someone this morning, that someone's going to take it, Lord, and they're going to digest it, Lord Jesus, because it's bitter going down, but sweeter than honey and honeycomb when it come out, Father. All they got to do is receive it. It's even nigh to their mouth, Lord. If they confess, Lord, with their mouth and believe in their heart that you are Lord, Father, that, Lord, you said they shall be saved, God. And God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that somebody needs you this morning. Somebody need a job this morning. Somebody need deliverance this morning. Somebody need just know that God is this morning. Somebody needs love, amen. Glory be to God. Oh, God, you can do anything, Lord Jesus. Touch them right now, God. Let that word penetrate in them. Let it saturate in them, Father. Stir them up, Father. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, God, let them take up their bed and walk, Lord Jesus. God, let them know, God, that you are Lord of Lord and King of kings, Lord Jesus, and there's none besides you, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God, let them know that prayer changes things. You said the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, Father. Father, let it bring about a change, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, let it work from the inside out, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you listening. Amen. Don't forget, Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Our worship at 11 a.m. Amen. On Sundays, Tuesdays, Bible study at 7:15 to 8:30. Amen. Family and Friends Day is this Sunday. We have that every fourth Sunday. It will be this, amen, Sunday. Amen. Glory be to God. Also, we'll be having a little short wedding after church. Amen. Also, we want you to know, amen, that starting the 28th, amen, it'll be our bishop's 24th anniversary. Amen. Glory be to God. The 24th anniversary. Come on out. Amen. And let's celebrate our bishop. Amen. And also, we want you to know we're going to be out to the Rowan County Fair. It's the last night. Amen. We're going to be out there. We're going to be selling chicken, hamburgers, hot dogs, fish, also, and other things that the bishop might have. Amen. We want you to come on out. Amen. And let's, amen, fellowship, amen. And don't forget, amen, he'll be starting at 1 o'clock today, amen, all the way to 11 tonight, amen. Well, the faith will be out there, amen, at the Rowan County Fair, so Julian Road, amen. And let me tell you something. I want you to remember this, amen. Remember, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.